Welcome to the Chamber Member Moment, presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet. I'm Sarah Smith, Membership and Communications Director for the Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce. Today, we are joined with some very, very special guests. We have Kendra and Michelle from Marshalltown Area United Way, and we also have Vic Helberg from Helberg's Jewelers. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, so we're really excited to talk about some things coming up, but let's just start maybe with, for people that don't know, what is Marshalltown Area United Way?
So we are a nonprofit organization, charitable, 501c3. And what we really do is we help to raise funds to support our 27 partner agencies providing vital programming and services for those here in Marshall County.
And so, you know, part of your goal is to raise money for those agencies.
Correct.
And so you have some things coming up. One of the big things coming up is the Power of the Purse.
Yes. I'm going to let Michelle talk about Power of the Purse.
This is the 15th annual Power of the Purse for us. So it's the quinceañera of the purse. But it's also being held on October 10th, which is National Handbag Day. So that's a fun quirky thing. Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to be at Midnight Garden that evening. It's a Thursday. And there will be a live and silent auction of new purses and other kinds of items. We have a lovely canvas print of Caitlin Clark, whoever that is. And... a tan and wine experience. We have sunset cocktails at Mildred's Tower. You know, so some other things, not just purses. And our MC, oh, you don't want to miss this, because it's our own Kyle Martin.
Hi.
In a pink tux.
And I'm
so excited.
No way.
Yes.
Way.
I went and picked it out yesterday.
I bet pink goes good with your hair.
What? What are you saying? So anyway.
So it's $60 for a ticket, or you can reserve a table of eight for your friends for $550. We're also we're accepting sponsorships. We're still accepting donations of purses and other in-kind items and wine for our wine pull. And we have a raffle this year.
Very cool. So what can people expect when they come? Is there a dinner? Tell us a little bit about.
There'll be hors d'oeuvres.
Yep.
Or heavy hors d'oeuvres. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned wine pull.
Yes. The wine pull, you can do a wine pull for $25. There's a $20 corking fee if you want to have your wine right there on the spot. Because law.
Gotcha.
Or you can take it home.
If you do want to donate a bottle of wine for the wine pool, it just has to be valued at a minimum of $20.
Gotcha. And how do they go about donating if they're interested?
They can contact us at the office, 641-752-4688, or email me, marcom@unitedwaymarshalltown.org.
Or even just come in and see us, because we love visitors.
Yeah. 709 South Center Street. We're in the MAC.
Yep. So very good. And so opportunities to donate wine, as you said, you know, other purses or in-kind donations of any sort, right?
Yes.
Things that people would want
to
chamber bucks.
Yeah.
Yep. Chamber bucks.
Absolutely.
Earrings. All kinds of stuff.
Yeah. And so remind us again, how do we get the tickets?
You can get the tickets on our website. So that's unitedwaymarshalltown.org. And there's an event tab, and you just go to Power of the Purse, and all of the forms are right there on that landing page for Power of the Purse, whether you're doing a sponsorship, a donation, or purchasing your ticket.
Perfect. So Power of the Purse is October 10th, fundraiser for Marshalltown Area United Way. When we come back on this Chamber Member Moment presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet, we'll talk more about Power of the Purse.
Small businesses are the backbone of our community. Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce reminds you that when you shop locally, you are benefiting members of our community and adding to our local community overall. You'll find local business owners are generally more knowledgeable, provide better service, and even know their customers by name. Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce exists to be an advocate for our business community. Membership in the Chamber benefits your business and adds to the strength of our advocacy efforts. For more information on shopping locally and Chamber membership, go to marshalltown.org.
You don't have to wait months for the women's care you deserve. Story Medical's Dr. Timothy Leeds is accepting new patients. Dr. Leeds offers a wide range of women's care services, including routine and preventive health, well-being services, and a variety of advanced procedures for women of all ages, from education to birth control, annual female exams, diagnostic testing, and more. Dr. Leeds is ready to serve you. To establish care at Story Medical, call 515-382-5413. Learn more at storymedical.org/women's care.
Welcome back to the Chamber Member Moment, presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet. I'm Sarah Smith, Membership and Communications Director for the Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce. Today, we are joined with Kendra and Michelle from Marshalltown Area United Way, talking about Power of the Purse. And we also have Vic Helberg with Helberg's Jewelers. And Helberg's has donated a pendant for Power of the Purse raffle. So let's talk a little bit about that, Vic.
Well, thank you. I was very interested in helping meet the $50,000 that we need to get a haircut from Zach. That was the important part for me, so I thought, I got to jump in here. With my wife, Gail, we decided, and she picked out a beautiful pendant. It's a very plain, simple diamond pendant, quarter carat, on a yellow gold chain. It's really beautiful. It's sitting here right on the table. The girls are eyeing it now.
Yes, it is beautiful. And like you said, very simple and elegant, so that, you know, it can fit many tastes, right?
Yes.
It has a value of $1,250. So a single ticket can make it yours, or you can really help donate and get up to that haircut level, because we really need to be there.
Yeah, and so
I think Zach's listening over there.
He sure probably is. So tell us a little bit about what Zach promised.
So Zach made a promise that if we net $50,000, that he would shave his head. So, and he will be donating those locks, those beautiful locks.
Wow.
So I think that's really special. And again, the necklace is absolutely gorgeous. We are so grateful for their donation.
She did it again.
$10 for a single ticket, or you can buy five and you get a sixth ticket. So you get one ticket for free. And you can view the necklace at Helberg's if you want to see it. Stop in there. You can purchase tickets there at Helberg's Jewelers, or you can purchase tickets at the MAC, the Marshalltown Area.
Or on our website. There's a button there for purchasing the raffle tickets there.
And you can pay cash, check, or Venmo.
And when does the raffle end?
The evening. We'll draw the winner on the evening. You don't need to be present to win. So you have, if you want to support the United Way, you can buy your raffle tickets and not go to this absolutely fun, fantastic event with all of these beautiful women there.
Well, this might be a good opportunity for the guys. Buy the raffle tickets, potentially win the necklace for your lady, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
we have been selling a lot of tickets to gentlemen. So
just did this morning.
Yes, we did.
All the guys here at Trending Media are buying tickets.
Yes, correct.
I think I heard that Zach was the first buyer.
He actually was. Yes. He was the very first purchaser.
So he's pushing that up, too.
What a guy.
Yes, what a guy.
And a lot of people don't realize this, but he is donating his beautiful locks to me.
Oh.
For a toupee, huh?
We're
I can see it now,
Kyle. We worked
Kyle.
Out a deal is what we did.
It's going to be magical.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen Zach's hair, there is a picture on the Marshalltown Area United Way Facebook page.
Yes.
I saw that. So stop over to the Facebook page and check out the photo. You can also see a photo of the necklace on the Facebook page as well, too.
Correct.
Yeah. So if you're interested in purchasing tickets to support Marshalltown Area United Way, that beautiful necklace was donated by Helberg's Jewelers. You can do it a plethora of ways, right?
Correct. Yes.
And so Power of the Purse is October 10th at Midnight Gardens. There's still opportunities to purchase tickets and get involved and be there that night. Is there still opportunities for sponsorships? Let's talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. There are three levels. Platinum sponsors are for $2,000. You We're going to be displaying your standalone logo at the event on the big screen there at Midnight Garden. You also get a table of eight and two bottles of wine and wine corking fees. And then a diamond sponsor for $1,000. Again, displaying your logo at the event and one bottle of wine and a corking fee. And then $500 will get you a gold sponsorship and we'll display your logo at the event. Very good. Also, in advance, will be the other benefit of sponsorship is we're going to be including your logo and your name, your business name, in all of our PR materials.
So any businesses looking to support you guys can definitely do it that way if they're attending or not, right?
You know, the other thing that people can do, so we're looking for purse donations, obviously. If you're not a shopper and you don't know what is, you want to support, but you don't, I don't know, purse, no more Kate Spade, please. But
got a lot.
But you can donate some funds to us and we'll do the shopping for you.
There, that's a good idea, too.
Mm-hmm. We've already had several people take us up on that offer.
Yeah.
That makes sure that we get, you know, and that helps us know that we have a good variety of styles.
Yeah, absolutely.
Styles, so, brands, colors.
So it's not just Kate Spade tote night. Which is good.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we want some more.
Any donation is
any donation is a good donation. Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, Power of the Purse, if you haven't been before, definitely check it out on October 10th. Anything else you want to add for Power of the Purse?
No, I think that's it.
Come shout out to some of our sponsors that we've already received.
We've received, we have a gold sponsor, is Service Master. I don't know if any of the rest of them have actually shown up. We have some committed.
Yes, commitments.
We have some commitments.
We also have McGregor.
Apparently the check is in the mail.
McGregor's has G&B Bank, and then additionally
First Rate Real Estate is our champagne sponsor.
Mm-hmm. So lots of different ways to get involved.
Cool. And so reach out to Marshalltown Area United Way if you're interested in getting involved in any ways for Power of the Purse on October 10th. And you guys have another big event coming up next week already, the annual campaign kickoff event.
Correct.
So tell us about that.
Well, that's going to be super fun. We've got two gentlemen, local gentlemen, that are master griller smokers, and they will be there cooking up the ribs that JBS has generously donated. So we will have enough ribs to feed 200 people. It will start at 4:30, and it will be Pat Hagman with Assured Partners, and then Andy Cole with the Marshall County Sheriff's Office that will be grilling up those delicious ribs. Then there will also be sides. So Walmart has generously given us our condiments and our sides. So there'll be chips and baked beans.
And I think Pat's going to doctor up those beans.
Yep, it sounds like it. So come out and join us. Again, it starts at 4:30. If the weather is not favorable, it's still okay because we can go inside of the Mac and eat in the Monet. At 5:30, we will have our reveal of the campaign video. And Kate and Kylie will be talking a little bit. And then you will also get to see this tie that I'm wearing all season long. We will make the first official cut on where we are to goal. So as we get closer to goal, my tie will start getting shorter. But this is my new attire for the rest of the campaign season. So come check that out. Obviously, the meal also helps raise funds for our campaign. So it's a free will donation. And that really just helps kick off our campaign. $900,000 goal, very ambitious, but it really does reflect the need for the just even sustain the programming and services that we have here in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. And so let's backtrack. I know we talked a little bit before, but so, you know, the $900,000 goal, what are we raising funds for? Who are we raising funds for?
Sure. Our 27 partner agencies. So, and it really does cover the one thing that I loved prior to being just the director of United Way, I was a donor. And what I really loved about that is I didn't have to choose who I was going to support, whether it was children or seniors or those with disabilities or those in a crisis situation. It really covers the whole breadth of individuals in our community. So that's why I love to donate. I also love that the fact that 99% of my donation was staying here locally in our county. So that is what the funds are going towards, all of our partner agency programs. And if you're curious about what those are, you can visit our website and view our partner agencies there.
And they have great information on their website about each of those agencies as well.
Correct. Yep. Yes, their hours of operation, about what they do. There's hyperlinks to some of their pages if they have their own website. So you can even do a deeper dive there.
And we also have a page there called Get Help. There's a button right at the top. And there's all sorts of local resources listed for counseling or housing assistance or rent assistance, not necessarily formal partner agencies that we fund, but local agencies that we partner with to help everybody thrive here in Marshall County.
The other really neat thing that is happening at Kickoff, and I'll let Michelle talk about this, is it happens to be National Voter Registration Day.
Yes. So I found that out, and I contacted Nan Benson. So her office will be there with voter registration forms. They'll be there to answer voter questions, help people make sure that they are registered. And also, they will have absentee ballot forms available for people to fill out.
Well, perfect.
I know.
September 17th. So, yes, yeah, so you can come enjoy a delicious meal. And if you're not registered or you need to obtain an absentee ballot, you can do so there. Or if you have even voter registration questions, Marshall County Auditor's Office will be there.
That's great.
Yeah.
You guys are connectors.
We are.
That is what we do.
That's what we do. Yep. We are definitely the community liaison. So we're here to help. If anybody ever has any questions or needs connected, we're happy to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's touch on a couple other of your upcoming events. We just talked about Power the Purse for October 10th, and then your annual kickoff event is happening September 17th. I also saw you're having Applebee's fundraiser, pickleball tournament, and a Taco John's fundraiser.
Yes, on September 30th. If you go to Applebee's and it's a Monday, and there's, you know, not very many places open, so you gotta. But you have to mention that you are there supporting United Way for your 25% of your meal, and it's for eat-in only, not takeout. That's important, too. And then the pickleball tournament is new. That's being organized by board members Shauna Smith and Kyle Stevenson, and it'll be October 5th at the MHS Pickleball Courts. It starts at 9 a.m. It's $50 for a doubles team, and there's registration for that available on our website as well.
Very cool. And then the Taco John's fundraiser is November 4th?
Yeah. So we've got some time to talk about that one. And Kendra's still trying to figure out what outfit
costume
she's going to wear on the street.
Oh, yeah.
To lure people in.
Last year, I dressed up as a turkey.
Oh, I remember.
If you remember that. There was a lot of people doing loops around the block to go back by and video how ridiculous I looked, maybe. But so, yeah, stay tuned on what type of costume I might be wearing at Taco John's.
Very
standing
good.
Out there.
We're also going to be doing Jail and Bail again this year at the end of October. So I have more to come about that.
We could lock Kyle up again.
No.
He likes singing in the jail cells.
Oh, that's right. What did we sing?
Let me out.
Yeah.
Was it Staying Alive?
I don't remember. Oh, I Will Survive.
Or I Will Survive.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. I forgot about that.
And that will take place at the YSS jail cells, the old pink jail cells. They're like Pepto-Bismol pink. So thank you for David Hicks allowing us to use their space, and we will try not to be too disruptive.
Yeah, absolutely. There's just a ton of ways to get involved with Marshalltown Area United Way. As we mentioned before, that beautiful pendant donated by Helberg's Jewelers, you can buy the raffle tickets for that. Don't have to be in attendance at Power of the Purse, but of course, they would love to see you there, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect. Well, when we come back on this Chamber Member Moment presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet, we'll talk more.
The name to remember is Iowa Step and Tank. They manufacture a line of concrete septic tanks from 500 to 2,000 gallons, as well as pump tanks and dosing tanks. Iowa Step and Tank also carries in-stock aerobic treatment units, Infiltrator brand leach field chambers, and Tough-Tight products. For custom manufactured and set concrete steps, stop in and visit with Iowa Step and Tank in Toledo. Their customers appreciate their commitment to quality and their prompt service. Call Iowa Step and Tank today at 641-484-TANK.
Hi, I'm Dustin Hoskins, General Manager at Greg Young Chevrolet of Marshalltown. We love being part of Marshalltown and serving our community. At Greg Young, we go the extra mile to ensure you find the perfect vehicle at an unbeatable price. Our customers keep coming back because of our dedication to quality, service, and you, the customer. Visit us on South Center Street, just north of Highway 30, or check us out online at gregyoungmarshalltown.com, where we go the extra mile for you.
Welcome back to the Chamber Member Moment, presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet. I'm Sarah Smith, Membership and Communications Director for the Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce. We are to the segment of the show where we talk about some upcoming events. Tons of stuff going on for chamber networking events. If you're not a chamber member, definitely reach out to us, 641-753-6645, and you'll be able to attend all of these great networking events, get into different businesses, and meet new people. So Business After Hours is tonight at the Outlet Coworking Space, and that is hosted with Signature Century 21 Signature Real Estate, the Poly Real Estate Team, and that is from 4 to 7 p.m., so tonight, September 11th. Next week, on Tuesday, September 17th, we will have Caffeinated Conversations, and that will be hosted by Home Federal Savings Bank from 7:30 to 9 in the morning. So Caffeinated Conversations and Business After Hours are our monthly networking events, ones in the morning and ones in the afternoon. Definitely opportunity to get into different businesses, meet new people, and network your business as well. Tuesday, October 8th will be Business After Hours at Elmwood Country Club. They've done a lot of renovations recently and inviting everyone out to check out the new spaces there at Elmwood Country Club. And that will be Business After Hours on October 8th. On Wednesday, October 16th, we will have Caffeinated Conversations at Pinnacle Bank. Pinnacle Bank is hosting from 7:30 to 9, stop out for coffee and refreshments for Caffeinated Conversations on October 16th. Connect Marshalltown is our monthly social gathering. This one is open to anyone, and it's just an opportunity to gather as well. So stop out to the Outlet Coworking Space from 4 to 6 on October 3rd. Our member appreciation luncheon is presented by Emerson, and we have locked down the date of Friday, November 1st. So any chamber member is able to come out and enjoy a meal from Smoke and Cheese. We'll have dessert from Selena Small Cakes, and it'll be at the chamber office at 34 West Main on November 1st from 11 to 1. You can stop out, tour the chamber office, meet the chamber staff if you haven't already, and enjoy a meal just for being a chamber member. It's our way to say thank you. So stop out, member appreciation presented by Emerson on November 1st. Save the date for Ladies Night Out, November 7th. So participating chamber members will be offering refreshments, prizes, and promotions. Afterwards, you can enjoy dinner or drinks at one of our local bars or restaurants. And this year new, we've moved Ladies Night to November, and it is Alzheimer's Awareness Month. And so we have chosen this cause, and we are going to be having boxes at each of the businesses that are participating where you can sign up your email, and we will donate $1 per email address that we get to the Alzheimer's Association. And this will be a way for you to get on the email list for the retailers as well. So please wear purple for Ladies Night on November 7th. For more information on all of these events, you can visit our website, marshalltown.org, and under the Events tab, click Chamber Events. This Chamber Member Moment was presented by Greg Young, Marshalltown Chevrolet.